Hello and welcome to the Shropshire Star Sunday Supplement. My name is Tracy O'Sullivan, I am the Women's Editor and I'm here with Ben Bentley, our Senior Features Writer. Now Ben, we've had an interesting topic this week which has caused a lot of debate.
Indeed.
Yes, a new survey that's kind of revealed that, if husbands want to win, it's not flowers or chocolates that they need, it's to get the ironing board out, is that right?
Well, yeah, apparently we're supposed to be domestic kings of our own castles, as well as pull our weight around the house, and women will kind of like us all the more for it. But I'm not quite sure whether that's true. I mean, I think some claims were saying that ironing and dusting is a way to a woman's heart, but I just think it's kind of probably the opposite. It's a way of keeping men out of the doghouse. You know, if we don't do it,
then
the consequences
you're in trouble.
Don't bear thinking about.
Yeah, so domestic bliss is more ensured if you kind of keep up with the jobs at home.
I think so, yeah.
Rather than letting them slip. I know from my own point of view, yes, I have quite a domesticated god at home, as it were. But I think you still do feel quite grateful when they kind of step in and take over jobs that, you know, you would, for instance, having a lie-in at the weekend or whatever, you might think, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
More so than compared to bringing home a bunch of flowers on a Friday. Yeah.
I think that the roles around the house, domestic roles around the house, do fall more to women. And I admit that. And I do try and pull my weight. But ultimately, if my wife will sort of ask me, sort of, can I take the bins out? Can I do this? That? And she shouldn't really have to ask, really. But
it should be done.
I think blokes
need to be told.
I think I think we kind of probably historically the sort of still got that old crass hunter gatherer kind of mentality.
Yes.
And it's kind of, we need to sort of wake up to,
or be reminded now often there's two jobs in a household, isn't there? Two people going out to work, so that the chores at home should be shared more equally, and often that does need
exactly.
a little
I don't actually mind doing a bit of
swift reminder. Well, that's good to hear.
I do like it. It's sort of fairly calming but slightly tedious, but
now you might be on top of the ironing at home, but what about salsa dancing?
Never tried it.
I know. In another story this week, to get male members as opposed to female members, and typical one Telford class had 8 women turn up this week. 10 women turn up this week. 8 had partners, but not one of them were able to convince their partners to attend.
Do you think
salsa could be the way to kind of bring a bit of romance back into your marriage? Should more of these men be getting out there and tripping the light fantastic?
I think if you're not sort of doing the ironing and or arguing over kind of the feather duster, who owns that, then maybe we should be kind of going out and letting off a bit of steam on the dance floor with a quick step or two. But I think probably, I don't know what sort of age group these people are, but I think a lot of men probably just think it's kind of just not for me, or I'm not very good at dancing. They're a little bit embarrassed, and that's what would hold me back from actually kind of trying it.
Exactly, I can see what you mean. It looks quite sort of technical, and especially when you watch Strictly Come Dancing, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose it's all kind of on the back of that.
I think
isn't it
might be the worry that they'll have to get into a tight pair of trousers and a sequin shirt. It might be part of the problem.
Yeah.
But obviously, it'd be nice to see more men turn up and you know, get out there and perhaps join their wives and girlfriends and see what it's about, really.
Well, perhaps I should be trying it, really, and sort of seeing
what's
out there, you know.
So watch out for a future issue of the Shropshire Star when Ben Bentley is out and. But generally for sort of husbands and wives, often they're parents, and often there's a lot that they have to keep on top of. I mean, you've looked at a typical issue this week, schools and the extra demands that are now put on parents, you know, who have children, at primary school level.
I think a lot of parents, and I include myself in this, will be sort of thinking, it's coming to the end of term, thank heavens for that, really, because the school letter, we're constantly bombarded with letters from the school asking for money for this trip, money for that trip. Can you bring your kid dressed as Harry Potter?
Yes.
You know, can you bring in 4 sweet jars for the bring and buy?
Yes.
And it's often it's this school letter that's lurking in your child's school bag on a Sunday night, and all of a sudden Monday morning you've got to produce all of this paraphernalia to sort of
keep up with the Joneses.
Mm, yeah.
And it is difficult, isn't it? So yeah, so Ben takes a look at that. Check out Tuesday Shropshire Star when we'll be looking at that issue. There's also sort of plenty of more sort of news features and sport in this week's Shropshire Star, including our lifestyle supplement on Wednesday, which has another competition for fashion fans out there. And that's it really from our Sunday supplement. Thank you very much for joining us, and we shall hopefully join us next week as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.